the distance, the metal and duracrete sphere of Coruscant floated in space. The rest of the convoy spread out before them. The trailing freighter's ion engines fired, and it started to head out.
"Not so fast," Zirid said.
He punched the thrusters, and Fat Man lurched toward the freighter until its underside filled their field of vision. It started to pull away. Zirid hit the thrusters again.
"There it is," he said, closing on the freighter's cargo bay.
His hands flew over the instrument panel, using one thruster and then another to angle the ship, finally flipping Fat Man over so that her flat ventral side faced a flat spot on the Imperial freighter. As they closed, Zirid flipped a switch, using Fat Man's deflector array to form an electromagnetic field. He killed the thrusters, and they coasted in.
"Brace," he said.
Fat Man closed a few hundred meters more, and then the electromagnetic field did the rest, pulling them tight against the Imperial ship. Aaron felt barely a lurch.
"As soft as a kiss,"
Zirid said, and eased back in his seat. He looked over at Aaron, all grins, seemingly unsurprised by his success.
"Let's take a ride."
Malgus felt a flash of discomfort. The irritating needle stab of a light side user. The feeling oddly similar to that which he had felt when he fought Master Zallo in the temple. The feeling lasted barely an instant and disappeared, leaving only a sensory ghost in its wake.
"Are you all right, my lord?" Jard said.
Malgus waved a hand dismissively. He sat in the command chair, and the viewscreen of Valor showed the distant silver and white triangles of an Imperial convoy just out of hyperspace.
"Magnify the convoy," he said,
and the image grew large enough to see the ships. Blocky freighters, escorted by the much smaller, sleeker Navy frigates. He saw nothing out of the ordinary. Jard monitored incoming transmissions and ships' registries from the command lectern at which he stood. "All appears in order, Toth Malgus?" Malgus examined the convoy's details on his own command readout. They bore medical supplies, spare parts, and a contingent of Imperial soldiers. All perfectly ordinary.
"They're requesting landing instructions, m'lord."
"Provide it to them. But have the shuttles put eyes on them."
"We could delay them, my lord, if you think something is amiss."
"No. Let's get those supplies on the ground so they can be distributed."
"Yes, my lord."